AP Update, I'm Ross Simpson. Baltimore City Police Commissioner Anthony Botts is hopeful that a curfew, now in effect for a second night, will hold down violence in that city.
Right now, I think we're going to be okay. I anticipate no major issues. We do have a lot of resources. I've placed them in multiple places around the city to anticipate any issues, but I don't think there's going to be.
State Senator Catherine Pugh praised protest organizers for making sure demonstrations remain peaceful.
Stood here and made sure that the crowds here dispersed quietly, and I think we showed the nation that Baltimore can protest in peace.
Colonel William Palazzi, superintendent of the Maryland State Police, hopes people will go home tonight and get some sleep.
Please, observe the curfew, go home. It is not our desire to arrest everybody or anybody. Please, listen to the time, go home.
Demonstrations are also underway in New York City. AP Update, I'm Ross Simpson.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.